You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, and welcome to DC Freestyle.
Boom.
Does that work?
No.
Hey, oh, my God. Yeah. Dave looks so pained.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Oh, are you comparing me to Tina Turner? I could do that. I could
so
do that.
DC
I don't have the legs,
DC
but I have the
Freestyle
outfit.
Says is Drunken Confessions Freestyle.
Yes.
And
yes.
I can't keep these headphones on because Cass is so loud
like
in my ear.
And
I can't take it.
Really?
Yes! Yeah!
Tina Turner.
Am I really that loud?
When Dave says, to me. Just
to me. So anyway, we decided we're going to do a special bonus episode tonight. Because we like the
lucky?
Bonuses.
Because Dave's a bad influence, and he's like, keep drinking, let's record more.
No. Are we going to do drunken karaoke?
Am I a bad influence, or am I a good influence?
No, drunken karaoke is a bad idea.
No, Dave
is
like
likes drunken karaoke.
Drunken karaoke.
My supervillain name is The Enabler.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Yep.
I thought that was your real
name. Really is. Wait until he gets you. Oh, you went to the temple bar with us.
Yeah, you guys have
been there, done that. Has not been to Old Miami.
Oh, you guys have not been to Old Miami.
Old Miami.
Old Miami was cool. I really like that bar.
See, I go to like a Will Smith.
Speaking of which, I have a question for. I do.
Dave's going to do a drunken
As it turns out, are you guys going to Tiffany? At the
Magic
Bag?
Yes.
Amy
you
and
already
I
have
are.
Tickets?
No,
no,
well,
I do actually.
Yes,
my friend has two extra tickets. She's holding for Amy and I.
Okay,
we're going.
So we're going.
So you will be there.
Amy and I are going to
because
we'll see you there.
Tiffany.
I think I'm alone now.
Oh my God! Is that a concert or something?
Yes,
she's at Magic.
So
Bay, yeah.
This is how. So anybody who doesn't know the story, this is how Dave and I think. I think Dave and I became friends.
It was one of the first nights of this.
I think. Tiffany brought Dave and I together.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany.
That's so
thank
sweet.
Because he played
I'm so glad she did that.
That's I know.
Not
like
well,
I just
not
got
only,
diabetes.
Not only sweet. Did he have us here podcasting, and then he was like, let's go to the temple bar. And then that was,
and then that was a Democratic debate.
Let's get yeah,
that
was
and
really
like,
bad.
And Andrew
and
Yang's
we
crowd
so
was there. It was horrible.
So then Dave and went. Then, so then Dave goes.
Well, temple bar was horrible that night. The
that
only
was the
night,
Andrew Yang
debate.
That's
the, yeah, that's
this
the only night I've ever been
to the temple bar again because. You really like stuttered.
So then Dave goes, I can salvage this night. And he calls us an Uber. He was like, everybody get in the Uber. We're like, where are we going? He was like, don't you worry.
I got this.
Got
don't
this.
Worry. Just get in the Uber.
That's Dave's like tagline. I got this.
And then she died.
So we.
Oh, damn.
Well, the only reason why I got in the Uber is, honestly, I had my husband and my best friend with me. And I was like, okay, now I can
and
listen to
died.
Dave because I have two people with me.
At least we'll die together.
This is early Dave. This is early Dave exposure.
It was the first night that we podcast here,
it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was like the first
Amy
night we
had
like,
not had Dave
Which apparently
exposure.
Is the night that you judge all your interactions with me by.
Dave exposure.
Because apparently, if I'm not Old Miami Temple Bar drunk as shit enabling everything, Dave, I'm angry and sad.
Oh, I like angry and sad, Dave.
So yeah,
we don't
so
like
he,
angry sad,
so
Dave.
So he took us to Old Miami, and we walked into this bar, and I was like, "This is a really cool bar." We like all sat up at the bar, mm-hmm. and then we went out back to smoke, and I was like, "Oh, there's so much out here to do." They had like cornhole boards.
There's so much room for activities.
Yeah. And then Jeremy's going, do you want to walk
activities.
Around the back and look? And I was like, no, I'm already too drunk to be walking around all these people. So, no, I'm
and
good.
And then Amy
so
fell.
So
drunk in public.
Well, they have a
down
lot of
down she goes.
Which is why, dude, I love the Ron White shtick about I didn't want to be drunk in public. They
that's
hurled me. And I was drunk in a bar. I was
drunk
fine.
In a bar. They made me.
They
be in public.
Hurled me into public. Arrest them, not me.
Right.
So but I came back into the bar, and I was like, "No, I'm good here at the bar." And then Dave took control over the jukebox
because that's what it
was. It was all downhill from there.
It was,
and he played Tiffany
down,
and Amy,
and here's Tiffany,
and I was like, "Hell yeah, this is my jam!"
I think we're
and I was
down.
The only one in the bar. Dancing. And And Dave was like, this is what it
that
took.
That seems like a theme of my life. Amy's the only one in the bar dancing.
I know. It is. It's the theme of our every weekend since then.
So this is Amy and I's history. So Amy gets drunk and falls. Then she feels embarrassed until Cass gets drunk and falls. And then Amy's like, yeah, Cass is a bigger idiot than
friends.
Me. Yeah. So, and then.
Well, because while I was dancing to Tiffany, I'm pretty sure that's when you fell off the bar stool and like ended up.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. She never actually made it on.
We didn't
the
have
bar
to go
stool.
That far to say how I fell.
You have to get onto the bar stool to fall off of the bar stool, yeah, Amy. No.
You know, the first time I met you,
well,
I heard about
like
how you can fall.
Air in a bar stool, like, got kicked out. So she was kind of.
Let's
tell it.
I think
though.
Jeremy.
But then it shot out.
I think Jeremy kicked the bar stool up from under me.
Oh, Jeremy! God damn it!
Hey, baby, let me kick that bar stool.
He did like a Mortal Kombat kick. Jeremy's, he's like,
Jeremy's
finish her.
Jeremy's a lot of things. But finish her.
I feel like the box needs to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to
yes, let's
the without the box.
Let's.
But box
all right. So the first question we're going to ask tonight is. At what age did you lose your virginity?
We already did.
You guys know.
No, we didn't do this. We did not do this.
We asked what age.
No, we didn't ask what age. We just kind of got onto a tangent and talked about like when we would when we lost it.
Last show we went on a tangent.
This is actually this is good. Well, we heard about Dave and his Becky from the cartoons.
Ah, Becky.
Oh, Becky.
With the good hair.
The goddamn sparkle right there in your eyes, like I saw last time. Becky with the good hair, baby.
I do still kind of wonder what happened. Whatever happened to her.
Well, she got really good hair. Her hair got better.
I know.
Her hair got better.
Oh,
she was
my
a redhead.
God,
and she
Becky.
Never liked
Look
cartoons as much as she liked sex.
I like big butts and I can't lie.
Or as much as she liked
other
Dave.
Other brothers can't deny.
When a girl walks in with
so
a
baby. So
and rubbing in your face, you get sprung. Next.
Right. Like we could sing that song all day.
What sexual activity do you consider completely off limits?
Oh.
Well, everybody here knows mine.
Amy. Anal. Anal Amy does
anal
not.
Anal
like...
Amy.
Anal. No anal Amy is what that is. Yeah. No anal Amy.
Negative anal
Listen,
Amy.
Listen, this is the only option I have in my
Amy.
World.
All right.
Like, seriously.
Amy is anal Amy. Jeremy, what do you consider off limits?
Anything that has to do with pain, like torture or anything like that. That's kind of.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not doing it.
I mean, I don't like being in
if
pain.
The other person's into it, that's what you should be doing.
It's like my safe word is
ow!
Ow! We're done.
No, my safe word is ow.
That's not a safe word.
Mine's blueberry.
It's burnt. What do I do now?
My safe word is
Tuscaloosa. Right there.
Tuscaloosa.
That is a coined term, ladies and gentlemen, from Jeremy.
You? Because I'm really curious about your answer.
I don't
I
really
like
have one.
That's what I thought you were going to answer.
I'm not surprised by that answer at all.
Like fire, wax.
If it feels good, do it.
Yeah.
As long as everyone is a consenting adult and you're not violating consent and trust, do your thing.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it. You can do that to me if you want to.
Clayton, do you have any?
What's the question? No, I do I have anything that's absolutely off limits for me? I don't think so. I mean, if you're with the right person, there's nothing that is off limits for me. If I'm with the right person,
I learned.
Okay, so here is my question because this is my extreme because I've been drinking. Surprise!
Hey, we've been
I
there
love
with you.
When Amy gets
Welcome
so
to
drunk.
Hashtag actually drunken confessions.
Right,
you have to get Amy like
it's
really
not a
drunk.
Confession. It's a question.
All right.
So the worst possible thing, like okay, so you guys might be into whatever BDMS, pain,
or,
all that stuff.
Cool,
but.
I'm not into multiple sclerosis, but
cool.
Right. No.
Can we please?
Yeah, bondage, discipline, multiple sclerosis. Yeah.
BDMS.
Yeah, I don't need Michael J. Fox. I don't need Michael J. Fox in bondage tape.
Oh
but cool.
But you know what though? Michael J. Fox though. All that shaking. I mean, all that shaking is. You know, it could be.
All right,
it could
so
be pretty sexual.
I'm sorry. That's hashtag so vanilla friend.
So anyway, Mia, about
my question for people that have no limits. Do you do the knife play and the butt blood play?
No blood. No. Actually, you
so
know what? I didn't
your
think
limit.
About that. Yes, there's my limit.
I draw the line at blood.
Honestly,
I don't want once, blood. And it's because that's what she really, really wanted to do.
But no. Would you? Do
I just
it
would
again?
Not do
no,
it.
No, like. Is it for me? No,
really, really
but
want.
Is that something she was very, very much into? Okay.
We'll try it.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Like blood, like blood, like real blood. Bleh, you know? Blood.
Like you have to, like my limits are my partner's limits. That's
I pretty much feel the same way. But when
Dave's
it comes to blood, though, like
that's what
bleeding,
he's saying.
Like bleeding.
So you can reach
the bleeding.
You can reach Dave at
not good.
Right,
right. Reach Dave at
1-900-4-DAVE.
We'll rent him out. We'll rent him out for parties and special locations.
Hour.
I will bleed and make you bleed at gmail.com.
Right,
ladies and gentlemen,
like
Dave,
sponsor,
dear Dave.
If you would like to be dear, a sponsor, to Heather Confessions. Let us know, and then we'll see what we can do about
Dave. I'll rent Dave out. So, Heather, what is yours?
Get rid of
Dave. I have no limits. Like, seriously.
Heather likes all of it.
All
right, so mine is any kind of bodily functions. Like, I don't want anyone peeing on me or pooping on me.
Oh, yes. Like, don't empty yourself on me. Like, right. I'm down.
All right,
wait,
see,
wait
that's
a minute.
What we're
wait
talking
a minute.
About, Heather.
I declare a little bit of bullshit.
Like, once upon a time, there was a girl who was into the whole, like, R. Kelly
pee
hey,
on
me.
No.
No, I couldn't do
it.
No.
I didn't get
it. Didn't that rhyme with no?
But
no.
I did it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no.
Well, I mean,
no,
you can't
no,
really
no.
say that
you
don't want
to
be.
Like, you have to relieve yourself. Like, oh, I guess you're
well,
there.
No.
Heather, you can't really say that you don't want to be
I'm
emptied
okay.
upon.
Yeah, I'm totally because, okay with blood pay.
I mean,
totally.
Cum.
I don't
I mean,
want to be emptied
cum
upon
is gonna go
from
on
your
you.
Bowel or your bladder. Okay,
no,
let's go there.
I'm fine with blood play as long as I know that they're, like, HIV not positive.
Right.
So, but...
Take prep.
But, yeah, don't...
Take prep, bitch.
But any kind of bodily functions like peeing or pooping, no, I'm totally
yeah, peeing that. And pooping, yuck. Semen,
it's
yes.
It's gonna turn off my...
Semen, thumbs up all the
no,
way.
No, semen, that kind of thing is fine, but, yeah, no...
Two thumbs
no
up. Siskel and Ebert, motherfucker.
Woohoo!
Ooh, I love that. Bell.
All right, so there we go with our first drunken confession. Amy,
I don't know where we're going with this.
We're going. We're going to
like
Semen Town.
So
story of my life.
We're going to Semen Town, Amy. Won't you
Dave,
join?
I'm blaming you.
Just what, grab another whatever, confession and go from there.
From whatever
got
happens,
another confession.
Here on out. It's
oh,
your fault.
Got a confession.
If I had a dollar for every time I've heard that,
you'd be a very rich man.
All right, so if you could make your significant other do or say anything, what would it be? And we're going to go with Amy and Jeremy on this one because this
no.
is perfect.
No,
yes, husband and wife right
fair.
Here.
This
confess, bitches.
Fair.
Hey, we didn't tell you to bring your husband to this shit.
No.
Right? Right. Nobody forced Jeremy to come.
That this was your chance.
I mean, maybe fair. Once
willingly.
Or twice.
Bum, bum, bum.
So what would you do, Amy? If you could make him say or do anything,
you're right.
What would you make Jeremy do?
No, this is how
you have to say
Amy's
something.
He's like, I'm going to get to more
no,
to my answer.
Yeah,
this.
No.
No,
I,
or
no.
maybe you might open these your
eyes. I'm looking at Jeremy. Yes. He's like, I don't know what the fuck she's going to say.
Hold on. Real quick.
Cass, Jeremy's running what? In his head.
Did she actually pull that out of the box?
When what? We started this podcast, you gave me the freelance to... Mulligan and
I
confession
did.
I want.
I did.
Oh, Mulligan. Golf time.
Amy's going
oh,
back
shit.
To our original thing. Right. But Jeremy does not get this mulligan because he was not part of our original podcast.
Jeremy, go.
That's fucked up. You can have a mulligan if you want, baby.
And what the big
oh,
she's
going baby. That was cute.
And there we go.
Amy, you cannot mulligan.
I can only get it when she's almost passed out drunk.
Oh! Oh!
It's like, oh my God, I have to rape my wife.
My whoa, wife. You passed the line.
No,
Clayton.
I just
got to
get it where she makes bad decisions.
That's what Clayton does.
You passed the line.
Amy is like 20 shades of red.
It's that
right
tipping
now.
Point.
She shades of Amy.
Now, Amy's okay. face is redder
can
than
I
her
have
hair.
A shot in your whatever liquor you have back
what
there.
What would you
please?
Like?
Whatever you got, baby.
Just pass like, it on down.
Pass it down to Amy.
Yeah,
she needs it.
That's great.
Otherwise, she's just not going to make it.
All right, Dave, what is yours?
She apparently doesn't like that. Pick.
No, honestly, there's nothing my current isn't into that we don't, we're cool.
That's awesome.
Like I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, she likes to play like I do. Like, hey, we'll try it. If it doesn't work for
then,
either one of us,
right.
cool. Well, let's not do that again. But,
all right.
Yeah.
No, that's
I like that. That's respectful.
I like that. That is. So, all right, go ahead, Clit. Clayton.
Well, thank you, Kat.
You know, I apologize because it all started the first time you were on our podcast and I called you Clinton and I was totally wrong. And now she's like taking Clint. Advantage
and now
of
it's,
it.
Now it's Clint.
So I apologize.
We lost the end.
I apologize like my Clint. For that.
That's okay.
He totally
who said I like
right, right. everyone?
For the record, Clint. For the record, he said... All right, for the record, Clayton
what
said
that?
It was okay.
Did speaking of which,
yes.
rubbing alcohol?
It's gin.
Gin should taste
it's
a little
gin.
Bit
like
it's Carson's Island
you're,
Distillery.
You're tasting juniper.
Let me try.
Gin.
Let me try.
Juice, baby.
Oh, let me try. It's like rubbing alcohol.
I gotta try a swig of this. Give me a swig.
I am in.
All right, so Clint, just for the record, tell everybody that you said it was okay for me to call you this.
Yes. Everybody, I need you to
all
know
right,
that
so
it
I'm
is,
not like the total bitch.
No, it is okay thank for Cass to call me Clint.
You
it
are
really
in
is.
Many ways, but not in
shut
many
your
ways.
Mouth, Dave.
I
you
like
shut
to,
your whore mouth right now.
You shut your whore goddamn mouth.
Shut your whore.
Shut your whore mouth.
We love you, bud.
Oh, no.
Don't be a
she
whore.
To try it.
But what Cass said.
I wasn't That's giving okay you a shot glass for you, you dick.
Jeremy's like, oh,
that
was
intercepted.
Oh, my God. Jeremy fell down to the top.
It's like rubbing alcohol.
Would it be completely inappropriate to ask you for a shot glass now?
No, share with me.
Oh,
here,
thank you,
click,
Dave.
Click,
here,
take this.
Take here. That.
Oh, I would love it.
I can't drink that.
You don't want that.
Oh, I will. I will drink it.
It tastes like Pine Sol.
What is the question I'm answering now?
Pine needles.
What am I answering?
If you could change anything from your significant other, what would it be?
Well, I would change it to the fact that I would like to have a significant other.
Oh my God. Ouch. Ouch. So sorry.
Well, the last time I was on the show, I had
one.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
There's a little afterburn to it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But it's still canceled smoother that. Than most gins.
Here,
cancel
you know
that.
Drink that alcohol, it'll soothe the burn.
It
and
will.
And Heather?
Heather?
What?
What would you change? What would you change about Dan? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just call him out?
My significant
Jin.
Other.
Dan. Yeah. The D guy.
The D guy.
What would you change about him?
Nothing. I love him.
Whoa.
Wow. That's not a true answer, but we'll accept it.
Counseling has changed a lot.
That's all I can say.
Now it's my turn.
Yes, it is your turn.
Well, no, because you know, I kind of feel, and
I have my shot glass.
Hold
here,
on, I kind of feel that if Jeremy and Dave are on
one.
My same side, you shouldn't be able to answer this question because you may go on for hours.
Go on for hours, Cass. Do it.
And Dan,
just do it.
And Dan, right.
If you had to
Dan.
Narrow it down to
and
one,
then.
Well. She becomes Ronald Reagan. Well,
sorry, buddy. Sorry,
right.
buddy. Then. Sorry, Cass's husband.
Will you guys accept everything as an
answer? All of
the
above.
Okay, yeah, we're good. Can. Let's move on.
We'll
we're
going
to move on.
Things.
Okay, Cass is not allowed to answer this question. For the absolute opposite reason for everybody else. That's okay. So I'm
sorry.
I'm okay.
One can't answer because her husband is here. One can't because he isn't.
No,
right.
I would still answer if Tom was here. You guys know this, but you still wouldn't let me answer.
Accurate.
The problem is
you're like, we're on
a
time frame
it
here,
would be
Cass.
Another hour conversation.
It would.
You're like, Cass, wrap it up, Cass.
Are we really on time
frame?
No,
no,
we're really not.
We're not.
Then we just, we...
But, I once spent, literally, like a month ago, I spent 3.5 hours in this studio killing off a bottle of scotch with Charlie LaDuff.
Yes, yeah.
Charlie
LaDuff.
Which at one point boiled down
to
him demanding songs that I would play and we would sing over, which was the worst.
I
went back and
literally worst karaoke ever.
Oh my God, we were so
Heard it.
Cass,
we did listen.
Cass, myself, and Stephanie
listened
literally
to
listened
because Dave
to Dave and Charlie LaDuff
karaoke
drunken confession or no
was
drunk
it
karaoke
that's
on podcast
that
and
at his insistence that we were both live and recording. I'm just saying.
It's
so the entire time they're doing this, though, because Dave's in our group chat, hashtag butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
I'm kind of hurt
stuff,
that I'm not.
He's messaging us. We're live. We're karaokeing live with Charlie LaDuff. And so we.
All right, let's be clear. It was like, holy shit. we're drunk as fuck, and now we're singing over songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, if you guys want to tune in, that we're on the fucking live stream.
So hey,
I live streamed, so I did play it on my phone.
So we did, and then my dog started howling and barking, and I had a turn
which probably sounded better than we did. Yeah.
My dogs were like, what is that noise? What is that noise?
All right, so next drunken confession, because I'm not allowed to answer the one about the
ready.
And who's going to go first on this one?
Me.
All right, well, let's start with Clit.
Clit will do it.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever done while you're alone?
Oh, you want to know about that?
Well, that's the question.
I will tell you. Wow. I don't really have a lot of shyness in my... The weirdest thing? Well, I mean, clearly.
Here we go.
The weirdest thing I've ever done while I was alone. All right, I think the weirdest thing I've ever done...
The better qualifier for this is weirdest thing you've ever done when you thought you were alone.
Well, coming out of what I recently came out of, I probably was never really alone, but that's another story. But the weirdest thing I've ever done when I was alone or when I thought I was alone was sit there naked and eat ramen noodles, macaroni and cheese, popcorn, Pringles, Doritos while watching the Gilmore Girls. Listen, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Amy's like, that sounds like the perfect Saturday night.
I'm telling you, listen.
That sounds like a great afternoon to me. I know that. The Gilmore Girls.
Yep, so do I. I fucking love the Gilmore Girls.
That doesn't surprise me.
What? Oh my God. You have to watch these motherfuckers.
No, I just made her watch.
I don't think I do.
No.
You've never seen the Gilmore Girls either? What? No, never?
I have never seen a single episode.
I mean, that was
and
one
I
of
watched
my,
the goddamn 90210 reboot.
The Gilmore Girls was one of my last attempts at being straight.
It was pretty good.
I never watch any. I don't watch any of that.
Remember talking about the Gilmore Girls?
Yes, of course I do. That was one of my last attempts at ever being straight. Was watching the Gilmore Girls. I thought they were straight. I thought they were hot, so I sat there naked and ate food and watched them.
Wow,
it didn't work.
Amazing.
I mean, I'll still do it.
He ate and played with noodles.
Who impregnated her? The Wookiee or the other guy?
All right, Heather.
I mean, let the Wookiee win.
Rory did fuck a Wookiee in the end.
You always let the Wookiee win.
Yes, she did.
And that's we have that in common.
I'm still pushing my nose into this microphone.
All right, so Heather, while you're pushing your nose in the microphone, what is the weirdest thing you've ever done while you're alone?
Tell us.
Eat maple cookies.
You did what?
I ate maple cookies. They're delicious.
Maple?
You yes. ate your own cookies? Is that
no.
what you said?
No, bitch! They're not my own cookies.
Like, is this a euphemism?
No! I'm trying to figure this shit out, too.
They're from the dollar store.
Right, like, how
they're
did
amazing.
You, like, bend that way is what I want to know. I thought you said you ate your own cookies.
It started like this.
No. Oh, my God.
Here's what you
see.
Wow, she's
doing
now.
A demonstration.
Hashtag here. Lady Gaga song, bend this way.
And Cass, what is your answer?
Me?
I love how you moved quickly.
And dude, I
really
like,
did.
Like, Cass is like, no, we have to move on.
The I've ever done is like crochet a blanket, I guess.
Oh my God.
You're such a grandma.
Right. Fuck. That's
which is weird given my personality. Most people
you
don't think
grandma.
I know how to like crochet, but I can crochet the shit.
I believe you can crochet.
Like, I know your bitches are like,
I can make the best doilies you've ever seen in your
As
life.
As a matter of fact, I bet you could probably crochet this whole
oh
fucking
my gosh,
show.
Wow. I could do a
thanks,
pineapple.
Grams.
Doily, like you wouldn't believe.
I can crochet a baby blanket.
I love how you say doily.
Dave, the disgusted look on your face tells me that is actually the weirdest thing I've ever done.
Like
he looks
the fuck?
Disgusted.
Dave's like, what?
Oh, no, you should see my work. I can I do like the really thin needle, like thread stuff. That is amazing. So, yeah.
I have no words.
Wow.
You're welcome.
He's
see?
Crying over there.
Thank
I know,
you.
I mean,
crying.
This changes things.
I would be
everyone,
bored out of my mind.
Like, dude,
I watch musicals and I sing the show tunes that go along with them. Like, I've been busted more times than I can count by people walking in on me singing show tunes.
And you
whether it's Little Shop of Horrors, West Side Story.
Doilies is like worse.
I am confident in my masculinity and my vocal range that I am perfectly happy.
Boom. I'm masculine, and I'm okay because I actually am a grandma, so I can crochet doilies to my heart's fucking content.
So you're
my heart's fucking content. How many grandmas can say that?
Right.
Like, excuse me, bitch, I will crochet the fuck out of you.
So when I ride my motorcycle over to see my grandkids and they want to go for a ride on the back, yeah, I'll crochet their fucking helmet.
Yep.
Right?
You're going to be safe, motherfucker. Get on grandma's back.
No, I don't crochet
Got
their
you.
Helmet. I, you know, it's just like
and
a
I
figure
kicked
of
off.
Speech. Amy, hey. Weirdest thing you've ever done when you're alone? Besides talk to your dogs like they're real people.
That was one of
they
them.
Are
oh
real,
my God,
real
I
people.
Knew it. I knew you were going to say
they
that.
They are real
they
people.
They are so furry and real.
That was one of my... Okay, so,
so are the Gilmore
I have
girls.
A couple that are very True. Minor. So the weirdest thing, I think, is going to my basement and playing pool.
By yourself?
By myself.
But that's awesome.
And
did
then
you
I,
win, though?
I love your basement.
And then I texted Cass the entire time and was like, I'm winning.
You better be.
She really did. She kept texting me going, I won
story.
This round. I'm
I
like,
was like,
okay,
I'm
yay.
Winning.
Dude, my kid decided
I put my balls in your pocket.
And
right.
In Amy's house.
She's texting Cass like, man, this bitch is cheating. I know she is. And Cass is
no,
like,
I was literally,
Amy,
I'm literally
I need you to know that
pictures
you're playing
like,
yourself.
I right? need Xbox because of Amy's house.
Oh, your son. Yeah.
My
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
Yes, true.
I have that. You know, when you don't have kids, you have all the kid toys.
And you also have
so
a very happy
when kids,
life,
when
by the way.
The kids come over, they all want to stay at Aunt Amy and Uncle Jeremy's,
Fuck
which
that.
Kind of sounds creepy.
My kid is
it's
like,
we got the pool table, Amy. We got the air hockey table.
It doesn't, but I got to tell you.
Multiple video
so.
Games.
Dude, I'm the cool uncle.
If they want to get nostalgic, I'll break out on Atari 2600.
Right, Atari.
The best part about that
Pac-Man,
bitch.
Is like, I need to go to Aunt Amy's every day.
The best part about that is... Jeremy and I, we have no desire to be parents. I noticed.
But and I respect
me,
the
have,
fuck out
you
of you
can
for
have
that.
Any
but you
day.
Have
and
cool
yet you don't like
yeah. about you.
No, but you know what? We have how many?
But you beckon all the children to your house?
We have nieces and nephews.
It's
we
like
have
the
a goddaughter. Then we have all of our friends' kids. So kids are
oh,
always
no.
at our house. They want to stay the night. We take them on vacations. We take them to the zoo. But at the end of the day...
They
we give them back.
Dude, oh, right. Hey, other magical. People's kids are the best.
So,
well, that's the problem, though. As a grandma, though, because I was, once my kids moved out, I was like, done.
Yeah,
parenting,
but,
done.
But
now my grandkids come over and I'm like, what the hell do I do with them? I don't know what
right.
to do with them.
I get that
I'm like, I've got little people in my house.
There are things banging
oh,
behind us.
Somebody,
yeah, no,
Jenga. Somebody behind us.
But yeah,
Jenga.
So when my grandkids come over,
for
me.
When my grandkids come over, I'm like, I've got little people in my house and I have nothing for them. I'm like, all right.
I said
pounds?
That once, but it was when the midget convention was here in Southfield.
I'm like, hey,
these fucking
hey
midgets.
Guys,
what do you want from
you
me?
You guys want to play quarter bounce with grandma? Because I don't know what to do with them.
I would love to play quarter bounce with a midget. Like, for real. You guys, seriously. I just came up with this game.
Okay, why are midgets keep bringing
it? Because
like,
I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
He's got a fascination
midgets,
with them.
Midgets
so until he, like...
No, I don't. I really don't, but I just thought of a game.
It's got the little hands.
I thought of
it. Look big.
I thought of an amazing game. Like, you know how you have, like, flip cup and shit and beer pong.
Smaller than you.
Like, when you have... Yeah, but I don't really find people like that.
Don't touch him.
But, like, no, for real.
Huge.
You have a table, like you play flip cup, and
it's empty.
You know, doing like a flip cup, cornhole, whatever, anything with a table, beer pong.
You guys done with me?
What if we use midgets, and we just like bounce them into buckets?
The midgets into buckets?
Yeah,
sweet.
Like we take a midget and we bounce that motherfucker right into a bucket at the end of the
like
table.
Line up garbage cans,
you know,
pool balls.
And then,
all right, Jeremy,
you bounce them in there, and then they jump out. They're
don't
like happy. They're like happy because they get a beer too. You know.
All right, Clint. All right, we're going to, like,
Sorry.
Cut your midget story short.
This is a really good game, though.
No,
I'm
going to
work
not.
On it.
All right, no, it's not. All right,
like,
so
no,
Jeremy,
it's not.
What's
right.
the worst
She's
thing
like,
you've
it's not
done?
Okay. It's not okay.
It's Alone. Not okay.
Just, I'm just
I'm sorry.
Probably when I was in college, I played a video game for 3 days straight for Christmas.
Christmas?
I feel like that's worse than my midget game.
When I was in college, I had the night classes. No. And about halfway through the day, we got a snowstorm, and it dropped 3 feet of snow.
Well, you grew up in
Hillsdale. Before the guys in the night classes could get out to go home.
Oh.
So I got trapped in my dorm. Nobody was on campus except for one of my buddies, and it took me a half hour to get to his dorm. And I had to walk through actually a track where a big truck drove through the snow and got stuck halfway there. Because it was literally up to my hips.
County.
So I was like, screw this. Went back home and I played a video game for 3 days. All I could do.
It does sound like a really rough night.
All right, Dave.
Not shocked.
Show tunes, musicals. Already covered this.
Dave's like, I don't know what to say.
Suddenly Seymour.
Oh, standing you like your little shop of horrors.
You. Oh, I played Seymour. I'm very sorry, Mr. Mushnick. I played that role.
Really?
You yeah. did.
I'm kind of proud of you, kind of appalled.
You weren't appalled by my game I invented.
No.
I'm sorry. What's, what are we doing?
What?
No. I was going to go get me a beer, but I'm like thinking the chances of me getting out.
Amy's getting a beer.
Well, Amy's going to go get a beer, and we're going to hold it down until she gets back.
Are we out of our private stash? Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, Amy, would you like some of this?
Too.
Listen to my boobs.
All right, so while Amy's gone, we're gonna go on juice. To our next
question.
Are we doing our next question?
Next question.
Who's first?
Heather's drunk.
Just all drunken confessions
no,
all
who's
the time.
First this to answer?
Drunken.
Bring it.
I'll
Amy.
Answer.
What's the question?
All right, Dave wants to answer this one.
All right,
give
Dave.
Me. Don't care.
You got to ring a bell. You didn't ring a bell, Dave.
Dave doesn't have
Fuck
a bell.
You, Dave.
Oh, he does
no,
have a bell.
Dave has a bell. That's why I was saying that.
Look
all
at
right,
that.
Dave.
Way to go, Dave.
If you came across a genie, would you wipe? No, I'm just. So anyway,
would you wipe her where?
Would you wipe it off? I was going to say, from but anyway, no.
Bed.
So anyway, if you came across a genie, what three wishes would you ask for? And you are not allowed to ask for unlimited wishes.
Okay, infinite genies.
No, that goes with wishes.
Give me more genies.
But that's not the same.
No.
Cass said no.
She said no.
No, baby.
I'm kebabbing that.
Let's go with the easy ones. Immortality.
I like easy.
Eternal youth.
Yeah.
Cass is
unlimited funds.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so that works. Now, if I had...
Because that avoids the deal with the devil bullshit. Oh, yeah, you can live forever, but you're going to keep getting older and decrepit. You'll be eternally young, but you're going to be, like, destroyed and poor. And you got all the money in the world, but then you're in jail for tax evasion. No, I got it.
You're right.
Those are the three.
Yeah, fuck all that. I mean, I don't want a bunch of money. I don't want to live forever. None of that shit. So
I
if
just
I had a genie,
fuck all the bitches.
Well, no. I mean, no.
I want to live forever.
I really don't want to do
die.
Any of that. I mean, I don't
Why
mind.
Why would you want to fucking die?
I don't want to die. I'm not saying I want to die. I don't want to live forever. I mean, fuck these vampires.
All right, if you do not live forever, you die.
Well, okay. So I guess I still stand true to what I said. I don't want to live forever. I don't want a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. I
that's
would like,
Clayton
if I had a genie,
a
if I had a genie, yeah, that's why I'm never going to have a spouse.
Yes,
these motherfuckers can't tolerate this. All this bitch.
All
but no,
this bitch.
Don't need a bunch of money. Don't need to live forever. I just want to, like, have a good time and, like, be loved and feel loved and fuck and just have a good fucking life, you know? It doesn't have to last forever. Just
be loved.
As long as it lasts.
Have a good fucking life. Okay, that's three.
Yeah.
Heather?
There you go. That's what I have to say.
I'm Clayton's spouse.
Heather.
Clayton's gay.
Yes. So you can't have
a spouse. You have a vagina. You
apparently
cannot be
she's
his.
Not opposed
can't be
to
my
anal.
Spouse.
I am Clayton's straight spouse, right. Okay?
And you need a much bigger dick than I think you have.
Are you like trying to like ride in his coattails and say those are what you want to?
Truth.
All right. I want to live forever. I want to be skinny.
If you live forever, we're all fucked. Just so you know.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm like jacked up. Anyway, I want to live forever. I want to be skinny and I want to have all the money.
And you want to have Amy's baby.
Why do you want to be skinny though? Like, I'm skinny and it sucks.
No, because you're not me. And I used to be thin and I've gained a lot of weight since I quit smoking and it's just made my life horrible. So
I
want to be thin. Nope, don't judge my.
I know,
voice.
I know.
No,
I was. Did you just see my
God.
Eyes?
All
did you just see my eyes? Like I'm looking back. Like no, I'm not judging. I'm not judging.
Comes around, goes around. Like I'm, dude. My shtick is like, dude. Like the whole Rubenesque thing.
Right.
Hi, 15, 16, 1700s.
Right,
dude, girls with curves. Yeah, bring it. Like that's.
But I'm not. But you know what? I don't feel comfortable in my own skin since I gained the weight since I quit smoking.
Right,
so
well,
I want to
get comfortable with somebody else's skin. There,
I want to be skinny again. So yeah, that's my the whole thing. So, all right, go, Amy. Three wishes from a genie, and you're not allowed to wish for more wishes or more genies.
Right. I liked my infinite genie's wish.
No, I know where you were going with that, Dave. I ain't no stupid.
Okay, so first wish, I would like the ability to want to work out.
I want to be one of those bitches I that wants to get shape.
Wouldn't it be good if you wanted to fucking do push-ups and
yeah,
try you?
Because you can wish to be skinny, you can wish to lose weight and all that stuff, but it'll all come back 10 times. I wish to have the... I love working out because those people that love working out, I admire so much.
I'm not.
Right,
that
like you want the willpower
right,
to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, like I want to be the one to
I am not one of
be
those
the
people.
Jogger and
I'm
stuff
not
like
that.
That.
Person.
Oh, yeah, just, you'd be like, I just ran a marathon.
Like, good for you, bitch.
I don't
like it. I just did a 3-day drinking marathon.
Are there
does
rabid Dobermans right. behind like, you? Fuck
I could drink for 3 days. Yeah, fuck
I
you,
bitch.
I
don't need to wish for true love because I already got that.
Oh, no, that was nice.
I just got diabetes.
That was actually, yeah, it was so fucking sweet.
I know.
That's pretty much
they're going to have to cut my leg off after tonight.
Sorry.
You better be.
And your last one, Amy?
Can I wish for, like, all the money or the...
Yes.
No, can I wish for the smarts on how to financially stabilize myself so that, yes, I can make money, yes, I can produce money, and yes, I know how to keep the money.
Your wholesomeness.
Can you let me know all these secrets?
I would say fuck all of that.
Yeah, I'm like Amy's
fuck
like,
you.
So I just want to
fuck
know
you
how
back.
To do this the right way, and the rest of us
I
are like,
I don't know how to live life right,
well, because
but I don't know how, so I want you to.
Well, because if you're going to live forever, then you just put shit like a 6% account and fucking wait. Like how,
right?
Like it might suck for a while, but eventually.
I'm going to do an indexed annuity and then live for fucking ever.
God
and
damn it, we're getting
this
all financial
gonna
and shit.
Keep paying me. Sorry, true. That's just what I do. Right, with. So go ahead, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what do you have to say?
One wish would definitely be for the immortality, but I want to be at the age of 28.
You want to be 28?
Yep.
Well,
that's about where you peak
that already happened.
28 to 30.
Point out that
I was fucking retarded.
Jeremy wants to be at his peak. Jeremy
really?
Wants to be peak.
Really? Because I think you're peak.
Amy's so
shit. Shit's coming out now.
Well, because I think his peak is like right now.
Are you telling us about his peak?
About when I turned 28 is when I started to notice the injuries started to take a little bit longer.
Amy,
to
I don't think he's talking his sexual
injuries.
Peak.
Oh, shit.
Boom. That changes everything.
Never mind.
And I'm so sorry.
What's all this talk about presidential erections?
So sad.
Elections.
Never mind.
Never mind. We've right, said so, elections.
So all right, Jeremy has his peak at 28, and then the next one, you got two more.
I wish I wasn't fucking colorblind.
Oh. Yeah, I can see
and
that.
I wish I didn't have attention deficit so right. that in 1,000 years from now, I could still remember what the hell happened.
Okay, but the colorblind thing works to my advantage because I do, I'll admit it. Here's my drunken confession, which Jeremy already knows. I like to tell him a lot that he's wearing gray, but it's really pink.
Yeah, so now I won't wear gray most of the time. If it even looks gray, I won't purchase it.
That's
get it?
Amazing.
Not happening.
And he'll be like, no,
Amy totally fucks with Jeremy on
I
this.
Do. But he came home one day, honestly, with the colorblind thing. He came home one day. And
oh, with
he
the
had,
backpack you all had.
No, not that. He came home with this.
You're talking about the damn helmets.
I was like, I love that pink.
I
love that pink
that
hair you
got. I was talking about this really
the
awesome shirt
so
that
horny.
He had. And it was a Nike Polo golf shirt. And it was purple. It looks so phenomenal on him, though.
I'm
no
cool
lie,
purple.
No yeah. lie.
It's royalty.
It looked great on him, but he bought it thinking it was blue. But it looks so good on him, and I was
I'm
like,
"Sorry, your color,
yeah,
blind.
Baby,
blue's
it's
purple,
blue.
Is the same.
Yeah, I love that blue.
Blue is your color.
I was like, I love that shade of blue on you because it really did. And my mom kind of looked at me, and she was like, I don't know.
It's not quite blue. Not quite blue.
You know you're kind of lying to him. I was like, but it looks good. He's not
you know I love your mom.
He's not wearing hot pink.
Well, I mean, I told him that's something.
But then I tried to tell him that he stained his shorts hot pink, and he didn't believe me, and insisted that they were gray because I fucked with them so much.
How did he stain?
Boom.
Whoa, this is weird.
I don't.
It just went really weird here. Wait. So how did he stain his shorts?
It was the, he did laundry himself put his khaki pants with red shirts. His pants turned pink, and I told him they were pink, and he told me, no, they were gray. And it wasn't, I finally gave up arguing with him because he thought I was fucking with me.
It turns out you were right.
Because he always do.
And then we were at a campground, and my brother-in-law looked at him, and he was like, why are you wearing pink shorts? I was like,
last time I wore those.
He literally went into the tent, took them off, put on a new pair of shorts, and took those pants to the trash.
He's like, fuck these pink pants, man.
Next question.
Fuck them.
You want to go to the next one?
Right. Yeah, dig something else out of that
Dave,
box.
Tell me a joke.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
How do you get a nun pregnant?
We already went over
dress her like an altar boy.
Yep. Ding fucking ding. Ring that goddamn bell. All
right,
ring it seven times.
All right, click. Go on.
What's your joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Because it's a bitch.
Fuck you, Clayton.
Fuck you back,
Heather. Heather, go ahead.
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To visit the idiot. Knock, knock.
I'm confused.
Knock,
knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we're the idiot?
Yeah. She just, like, really just slayed it right out there, called all of us idiots.
And Cass doesn't get it.
It's sinking in now, though. It's sinking in. She's getting it.
She'll get it when she listens to
it. It just sank in.
I hate all of you. Anyway,
smooches.
Heather, good job. That was a really good joke. Good
job. A mushroom walks into the bar, sits down next to a very hot-looking woman. And he says, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Boom.
She says, sorry, no, I'm not into mushrooms. He says, why not? I'm a fun guy.
Oh, fun guy.
That is my all-time favorite joke.
That was fucking cute.
That was a typical
God damn it. Joke. That was a cute fucking joke.
It was awesome joke. It's better than all you motherfucker jokes.
Hey, listen.
I'm sorry that you don't respect.
You know why the girl regretted drinking hair color?
What?
Tell us.
You know why the girl regretted drinking hair color?
Why?
Why?
Because she died a little inside.
Aww.
Oh. That poor little bitch. That poor little bitch.
Bitch.
Here's a good one. Your mama's so fat, she did the splits and gave the road a hickey.
Your mama's so fat, she wore a Malcolm X t-shirt and a helicopter tried to land on her.
That bitch. Damn. That's a big bitch. That's a big bitch.
Oh, shit.
Your mama's so fat, they took a blood type. It said gravy.
Oh, come on, Amy. You
your mama's so black.
Right, knock, knock.
Your mama's
who's
so black.
There?
They,
who's there?
Banana. Hey, who's there?
Banana.
Knock, knock.
Who's no, there?
You're not
going to
do the orange.
We are tired of answering this door.
No. What did I think of? All right. Come back to me. I'll come back with a good one.
Mama's so black. Cops tried to shoot at her. The motherfuckers came back looking for flashlights.
Jeremy,
gotta
do
find
have a
that
joke?
Bitch.
No.
No.
Jeremy.
Your house is so small, motherfucker. You're welcome, Matt, just as well.
Jeremy does.
All right. Why'd the monkey follow the tree?
Why?
Because it was dead.
Aw. Bitch. Fuck him.
So morbid.
Dead monkey. Useless.
Doesn't matter, but that's the joke. All right.
I got no use
joke.
For a dead
all right,
monkey.
Next one.
Hey, got one
all
for right, you, Cass.
Here we go.
What would your superpower be? Go, Amy.
Invisibility.
Why?
Because I could spy so much.
Ooh, she's a sneaky little bitch.
Totally,
Jeremy.
Could.
Magic.
What kind of magic?
I don't know.
All
maybe
the magic.
Some like power magic,
Doctor
like
Strange
a,
with his cloak.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z shit, magic. Man.
Jeremy's spell? Like, I want all the magic.
That's right.
Dave.
I would go invisibility because you could pull off some really cool shit.
Yeah.
Like, totally. There's teleportation, and there's all the...
Invisibility.
Some shit happen.
If you got magic, you can turn
a lot
invisible.
Of good shit, and then you can create a lot of good shit.
Mm-hmm.
I know what my magic power would be.
Would it
what?
Be Clint?
If I could, yes. Thank you, Clint.
I love you.
We all want a magic Clint.
Clayton's
magic power would be, I mean, I'm going to keep it sexual. Like, I could, if I could make anybody come at the drop of a dime, like right fucking there, that's what I would do.
You would be my favorite superhero.
and super villain.
I would be everybody's favorite like, fucking superhero.
Like, that would be like,
Amy, that is the best thing I've heard out of your mouth in like forever.
Like, I would love in the middle of the presidential debates.
You know,
like, how would you solve the tax crisis in America?
I'd make
it. I don't know anybody
first
come.
First of all, we would have to.
Yes, yes. You ever seen that movie? You ever see that movie? The guy who could, like, they had a gun that could make anybody come anywhere, anytime.
You get orgasm. You get orgasm.
You get orgasm. You get orgasm. You get semen. You get semen. I get semen on my face. You know?
Everybody gets an orgasm.
Yes. That's what I would do. Seriously. I mean, there are people that you see walking around in
the
world. And you're like, I just can't wait to see them come. I would love to have a device that would make them fucking come right then and there.
I want that.
You want that?
So that would be my power.
Heather's superpower would be to come on command.
Good luck, Heather. Good luck, everyone. Follow that.
Heather's superpower?
Legit.
Wait, what's your superpower?
Yours. She wants your superpower to make her come.
Everybody.
Anyway, mine would be...
Come. Now.
No, mine would be to fly.
Doesn't work.
Fly? I feel like so lame.
Like
I
want
to fly.
Fly, or you want?
No,
to fly.
I
want to
be able to fly. So
what,
I
want to be a birdie, like
Birdie,
I just want a
birdie in the sky. Please don't turn in my
driving.
Eye.
I hate driving. I hate traffic. People
irritate fuck
the
all
that.
That's not flying. That's not flying.
I just want to fly where I need to go.
That's not flying. You and I are on the same page.
It is flying.
No, listen to me. You and I are on the same page. They need to make teleportation real fucking thing.
No, it's not teleportation. I don't need to teleport from here to there. I just need to get up in the air away from all these stupid-ass motherfuckers who don't know how to drive.
Stupid-ass motherfuckers.
And just, like, be, like, here to there.
I love how Heather said that.
I hate people. I hate drivers. People cannot drive to save their lives, and it drives me insane, and I get so road rage. I just want to fly so I can...
Fuck
I always fantasize when people are just like pissing me off and like the carpools and stuff that I had like a like remember Airwolf? They had the little cannons underneath that chopper.
Yes.
Just blast them out of the way and drive
fuck
right through
those motherfuckers.
Shit.
Exactly.
Oh, all right, so
think about it every day.
Dave,
fuck them up.
It was
right
your
now.
Idea to keep us going.
Hey, what do you call a bear with no teeth?
A
gummy bear.
Oh, a gummy bear. Oh, that's so cute.
They make nice boobies.
That was painful.
I love that gummy bear.
That was worse than my joke.
What did one boob say to the other boob?
Hey, Teddy.
You're my best. You're my breast friend. Boom.
You're my breast friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
so,
Teddy.
So a piece of rope goes into the bar, and the bartender says, sorry, we don't serve rope out here. So he runs outside, and he says, hey, grab somebody off the street. He says, hey, turn me into a knot. And they're like,
that's,
just
no, that's not how the, no, that's not how the joke goes. No, that's not even.
She's
no,
working on it, though.
String walks into a bar. Bartender says, we don't serve strings here. He leaves. Second string walks in the bar. Hey, I told you, we don't serve strings here. Third string overhears this. He's like, all right. He twists himself around a little bit, messes up his ends, and he comes in and he goes, hey, you a string? Nah, man. I'm afraid not.
I'm afraid not,
well,
bitch.
Well, that's where I was going with that.
But you were.
This was gonna get.
I'm
there.
Sorry.
She
welcome.
Was gonna get
the
there.
First it's guy.
It's just like
guy.
Your sex
no,
life.
The
you're getting
guy.
There the wrong way.
Right. Yes. Yeah. You gotta work on that.
This spell apparently means nothing.
I can
anymore.
Introduce you to some people who have like very large penises, but you might not like them, and they might not like you. But
oh no!
I mean, at least you can see
large
like.
Penis,
I like large penises.
I don't. I don't fuck around.
I mean, you hate me.
Listen, I do not fuck around with small penises.
Exactly.
I don't.
Wow, Dave. Wow.
For real. All like, right, can we talk about this?
No.
Can we talk about what?
Amy like, says no.
No.
Are we talking about Dave's penis?
No.
No, we're
all
not.
Penis.
Absolutely not.
Okay. wrapping Amy. It up.
Amy. Oh, God, I love
the
you.
Penis?
Speaking Amy of big says dicks and wrapping over. It up.
It's so over.
This episode brought to you by Magnum.
But I do feel like I need to say, like, I will not fuck with a small penis. I will never, ever, ever fuck with a small penis.
Okay. So, never. Why
did, are you
why
talking
you
about
feel,
your penis or somebody else's?
Why did you feel that you had to somebody put that else's. Out there?
Because somebody said something about, like, a phallic, I don't know, object.
Earlier, Stephanie said that the something. Worst thing she somebody ever had something. Was a skinny penis.
Like, so, oh, yeah, Stephanie. Oh, yes, this is
the
why.
Mushroom cap?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie was talking about, like, the pinky motherfucker. The pinky
yeah,
punk.
Yeah, yeah.
Pinky punk.
Pinky Tuscadero.
Let's say. Pinky so you, Tuscadero.
So you stewed on this for like 4 hours?
Pinky punk. Yes,
really
I did.
Like he I can't did. Get this out of his mind. Okay. It's like
I
the
cannot.
Of my
I
leg.
Cannot.
So get it off
itty
your chest. All right,
so I'm
going to
get this off my chest. Which
get it off your chest.
By the way, I would never let it be on my chest if it was
oh,
little.
Jesus.
So. Yeah, Jesus.
Allegedly.
Say a prayer, Amy. You'll be fine.
50 Shades of Red over here.
No, for real. Seriously. Like, no, I can never deal with a tiny little fucking penis. I mean, listen, I'm not judging people.
Linda, listen.
Linda, listen. Linda, listen.
Listen, barbecue Becky.
I'm not judging people. I mean, some people have small penises. That's fine. Let them have small penises. All I'm saying is that I'm not going to be the one to deal with a small penis. I'm not going to fuck that. What am I going to do with it? Like, what the fuck is it going
to
do for me?
I'm more to the point, what's it going to do
you guys know as well as I do. It's not going to work.
Okay.
Cass,
so,
am I wrong here?
All right, for the record.
For the record, small
for
penis,
record,
not okay. All
right, so just talking from experience.
Yes, please.
If you're going to have a small penis, you have to have a good tongue.
Yeah.
No. You cannot have a small penis,
no,
period.
No,
your
no.
World is different.
Truth. As
my
a
world
female.
Is different. You're
no,
right.
No, no.
You're
as
right.
A female.
You're right. You're right.
As a female. If you can do wonders orally, then that makes up for what you're lacking in other departments.
No,
it's true.
I really don't believe that.
Okay. Oh, my God. You do
well,
not
I mean,
have a vagina. You cannot
like,
make that decision.
Like, literally,
I know.
Just because your name is Clit, you don't get a vote here.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm sorry. Like, that's,
if you don't
that's,
have a vagina, you cannot judge.
You're right. You are right
so
about that.
I,
you are right about that.
I 110% agree with you, Cass.
You are right about that. I agree with you. I agree with
but,
you.
But. In retrospect, I have to say this. If a man has a small penis, even if he is good with his tongue, 9 times out of 10, or maybe 10 times out of 10, I don't know, because in my history, is if he has a small penis, he's still a fucking asshole.
Right. Exactly.
Because he's got that, like, Napoleon syndrome and stuff like that, so
right.
He's not going to, like...
Little
I'm
guy,
just,
little dick,
I'm just
gonna big
say,
attitude.
In my experience, I've never had to deal with that problem.
Oh,
look at that.
Special.
Oh,
look
at that. That's a round of applause for Jeremy.
honestly, no, 110% being real.
Being real.
There was a couple weeks ago, earlier tonight.
That you had somebody introducing to your marriage?
After the kink ball in the bathroom.
No,
I know, right? So there was
actually.
Are right you there. Talking about Hitler guy?
No.
Blick of a dismetalinga.
No, because so, this is so much
German.
Fun.
So,
hey, my grandfather died at Auschwitz. I mean, he fell out of a gun tower, but I mean, it was.
Oh my God!
Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry. This was funny.
Yes, but don't get so good for the
fucking dying.
That was actually a really good joke. I have to climb over the table to high five you for that one.
There was some really creepy guy. There was some really
joke.
Creepy, like.
Oh my God,
guy.
Little like. Dude, he was wearing a tan jacket. Like, it couldn't. Like, you could not have been. How are you going to be that guy that's that Hitlerish and you're wearing a tan goddamn jacket? Like.
Right.
Come on!
Like, are you seriously goddamn kidding
like,
me?
At least have plausible deniability.
Right.
Like, the not guy only that, I felt like that guy was going to be a terrorist.
Oh, clown suit, crawl space, yeah.
Like,
probably.
We were in a...
He's one of those 8 to 12 active serial killers in America right now at this moment.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
Your favorite.
We were in a very enclosed space, and... You were the only other person out there at the time.
Old shit.
And I probably would have ran for the hills, but I looked.
Oh, and I wasn't leaving while any of you were out there.
Like, no, you're good.
No, I was not leaving.
Dave was like, no, let's just move over here.
We'll buy some more.
It's just a jump to the left.
Yeah.
And then a step to the right.
And then a step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
No, tips.
Pull your knees in tight.
It's just a pelvic group sex. Groups. Sorry.
Oh. Hey, don't be sorry. That's a really good song. That's a really good song.
Wait a minute.
All right, so we are at 54 minutes, which I feel like is a good time
to
come to a conclusion.
Oh, they are. They are listening to us.
And Dave, what is our conclusion?
Tell us, Dave. It's
on
you.
Not let me be the one to say, hey, let's record another episode. Right. That's the conclusion.
Do you know,
although this was fun as shit.
Okay, so I have...
Like, to me, when I think Drunken Confessions, this episode is that episode. Because everyone's got a happy little buzz, and everyone's a little oversharing a bit.
A little buzz?
A little buzz.
All right, none of us have a little buzz.
And we don't want a little buzz, because we don't deal with little.
Because we already talked about size matters.
Yeah. Exactly, size matters.
I have a challenge for Dave.
Ooh, let's go, Amy.
I do. It's my 2020.
Whip it out.
My 2020 New Year's Eve challenge.
Her Barbara Walters.
I was asked in 2016. I was asked in 2015 where I saw myself in 5 years. I said I don't know because I don't have 2020 vision.
I saw myself.
Wah, wah, wah.
No,
Amy,
it's not that.
Pull
way.
It out.
My 2020 mission.
Okay.
I like
mission. Show us your mission. Show us your mission.
I'm going to get Dave on a dance floor and do a line dance with me in the year of 2020.
There you go.
I
did.
You've just been called out.
In the year.
What you want to bet?
In the year of 2020. Right, wait.
I mean, unless.
Are we placing bets here?
I want one exception.
No.
I can get Dave drunk enough.
What's
I can get Dave drunk enough.
No, I know you can.
Dave wants an exception here. Let's listen to Dave's exception.
I want one exception.
This is my challenge.
You want to get Dave drunk enough.
Dave's going to tell you what he requires.
What's your exception,
Dave? The Macarena.
Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
No, you know what it's going to be?
Arms folded over
bullshit. No, because, dude, I will spontaneously do the Macarena even if it's not that fucking song.
And I just want to point out that we're going to the Tiffany concert, and if I get you to do the I Think We're Alone Now, it counts.
I Think We're Alone Now.
That's
line dance?
That's there's no line dance to I Think We're Alone Now.
It's my line dance.
He's going to do it.
Amy's going to get
I mean,
you
there's like a line of Coke dance that goes along with
right.
I Think We're Alone Now.
Okay. Like there's,
so,
I mean, I was there for the 80s.
I'm going to tell you, it's for
2020.
But it wouldn't count. But it wouldn't count because it's still 2019.
Yeah. Okay. So
right.
Tiffany concert doesn't. Oh. That'll be your warm up. From January 1st to December
31st.
December 31st.
2020.
Yeah.
I have 12
months.
Solid months.
Challenge accepted.
To get him to line dance? You on a
double
line dance.
Dog dare you to try to make that happen.
Double
totally
dog, bitch. Now what?
I'm totally doing it, Dave.
What, bitch?
And it's either going to be...
And you are not allowed to recruit
only
Stephanie.
Only 2 months.
No,
no
not.
No,
if it's going to be you, it's got to be you.
It's just me?
Okay. You can't
can
recruit
she
Steph.
Okay,
no, but
a deal was just made.
Okay. Can she recruit me?
Because... I'll do anything
right,
she asks
so the
me.
Rules are,
she collude.
Dave, can I be a part
the
of it?
The rules are, if I can't recruit Stephanie, you can't get Jeremy to back me up, back me off of you. You
back
can't
you
tell
off.
Jeremy.
Yeah, no collusion,
oh,
man.
You can't tell Jeremy
gotta
to get
back
your
that
wife.
Dance off.
No yeah.
We're getting some rules here now.
No rushable.
We're working this out.
Okay. I feel like there's going to be like a UN summit.
I feel like now. Really Geneva Convention shit going on here.
I have a feeling by February, by my birthday. By my birthday.
And for us, if you don't know, the Tiffany concert is 2 days after Steph's birthday.
Which is,
oh,
what
shit.
Day is that? Because Amy 24th. And I have of a
24th of what? 24th
of. A what?
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. A happy Thursday.
It's this month.
It's
the 24th. It's like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Oh.
It's coming up, right? Like,
we
right
got
this
tickets.
Minute.
We got tickets. My friend got us tickets for this, but I gotta give her the tickets. They're only like $15.
All right, so Dave,
each.
Are you on?
I'm in.
Challenge?
Dave's in. I'm in. Jamie's in. Cass is in. Heather's in. Jeremy's in. We're all in. Let's do it.
I'm not lying dancing.
Let's
do
it. Well, I think we all drink whiskey.
You drink Scotch.
I'm sorry. Do I breathe? Do I drink
right,
whiskey?
Right, right.
Are we, you want to bet a fifth of Jack Daniels?
Let's get more creative than that.
Oh, no. Here we go.
What would you have to, what would I have to do in order for you to fulfill his fantasy?
Fuck that. No.
Oh, no.
Amy,
tell us.
I'm sorry.
We got to hear it.
Hey, you want steaks?
No.
You want steaks?
There is no.
Let's
bro.
Make a deal.
Okay, go home.
Jeremy's excited now.
No,
we got to hear this shit.
I
no
want to know this.
No. No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is a challenge between
Amy,
you and I.
Come on.
No, because no, I get to know that happened.
No.
She's growling.
Amy,
no.
Come on. You
the code would be
no.
Go team.
You can do it. I have lotion for this.
No.
I have numbing cream.
No,
you can use
no,
it.
Numbing
no.
cream, yes.
No.
He's the anus for Heather.
I was trying to bet.
And we're back to the negotiating table.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We
just
are right back.
The Drunken Confessions version of the GM and UAW.
Liquor, see? And he wants to put my ass on the table. Absolutely fucking
this
not.
This is why
listen,
nobody
ass
ever
ass on
actually,
the table
like,
right.
Ass
is
me.
On the table.
Because no. I'm like, Heather's all right, let's go.
No. I'm like, all right, let's
Dave
play this.
Dave and I are both like, let's go. No, let's throw down.
Like, let's make this worthwhile.
That's what Dave and I are like, and you're like, oh.
No.
No,
because
right.
I lose.
No,
if I win.
What do you want?
If I win, who gets to peg your ass?
I don't know. Do I get to, like, what
me,
do?
Me, I do. I can peg some ass.
Oh,
I cross-dress and go to a bar?
Can Clayton peg you?
No. No.
Well, I don't think Dave will say yes.
What I'll cross-dress and go to a gay bar.
No. No, there is no.
Well, that works.
Oh,
I can do
Amy,
that.
No. Amy, yes. I want to see Dave cross-dress.
All right, so
Dave, you would be a really good cross dresser.
Drag queen bingo.
You'd be a really good drag queen.
Amy, that's so worth it.
I think
come
Dave
on.
Would be a really good drag queen.
All right, come
on. How is Dave going to honestly know if I gave up the anal? Because that's not going to happen.
But he won't
well,
know,
he
but
won't
you just have to
him.
Have Jeremy's word on it.
Oh, no, because I will know by the look on his face if it's happened or not.
Look at your husband.
He will know.
Look at your husband's face right now. That is
so
priceless.
On so many different levels. So, no, I'm going to take.
Oh, my God.
We will revisit this next week.
All right, so we're back to the negotiating
table. I can't wait.
I'm sorry. Cause Dave,
I can't wait to be a part of
Dave
that conversation.
Dave and I have absolutely no, like, off
like, where
shit.
You want? Let's go. What?
And Dave
sorry,
and I would be like, you
boundaries?
Yeah,
what are those?
No,
right, exactly.
Dave
I love
and I
no
are
lines.
Both like, we're done.
All right, so we're bringing this to an end on that note because now
to a climax,
roster.
If you will.
Now
to a climax.
Amy,
yeah, strike.
Amy,
can't come to an agreement.
You're on strike. Jeremy's on strike. Strike.
So Amy has boundaries.
Amy. Fuck
which
your boundaries.
Dave and I
no.
don't have
just
boundaries.
Fuck him a little
which,
bit.
Again,
no.
I
have.
Fuck him a little bit.
And you know what? Fuck that. Female power. And if you have boundaries.
I agree with that.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Oh my God. Hashtag believe women. That's
you
not
know
what that was.
There is nothing.
Don't turn something beautiful like you giving up anal
right.
to your husband into something twisted
there
and cruel.
Is,
can
no,
you take your
no,
pussy
just,
hat off now?
There,
God,
there
take off your
nothing,
pussy hat.
There is nothing
boo,
wrong with
boo,
me.
Boo,
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 boo.
I'm sorry, Amy.
No
way. I love you.
Bonus episode done.
Death,
peace.
But...
Right. We out.
No. So, all right. So, on that note.
Love you.
We're gonna revisit this, and we're gonna find something that Dave and I can go against each other.
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
Which is gonna be no.
Welcome
it's
to
not
19,
gonna be
no,
fun.
Welcome to 1980s U.S.
It's
and
not
Russia.
Be fun.
Mutually assured
it's
destruction.
Be, no, it's gonna be very difficult.
Well,
to what Dave and I can go against each other on.
It'll be fun for the listeners.
So it's
though.
Gonna be one of these. All right, let's find something. Dave and I can go against each other on.
All right. We can do that. And then we also need to find something that Amy and I can go against each other. We have different views on chat. And we'd be really cool.
The Facebooks and the social media go.
All right, 100%.
I would love to do something.
But you know what? Dave and I are more on the same level when it comes to everything.
Right, so you guys probably wouldn't argue
about it. So instead of him going against my vanilla friend, because Dave going against Amy is like chocolate going against vanilla. You can't do it.
Right.
But if Dave and I go against each other, it's like chocolate going
little
against
level
chocolate.
Playing field, yeah. It's we more are like chocolate level. Against Rocky Road.
Right, exactly. So you can't go Dave against Amy.
All right, so we're an hour and 4 minutes. So, Wrap this shit up.
Dave, come at me with something you and I can go against each other.
We'll she figure this out. So it is drunkenconfessions.com. It is mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com.
Right.
It is Drunken Confessions on Facebook.
Facebook.com/mydrunkenconfessions.
It's not a backslash. It's just a slash.
All right.
Just a regular slash.
What the ever.
So then go there.
What the
read the things. Do the things.
And
listen
give
to the
us
things.
Ideas so that Dave and I can go against each other.
And if by any means, check out podcastdetroit.com.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Oh, yeah, by all means, let this episode be the endorsement.
Let this one be the one.
For everything we do at
Hey, podcast. Can I plug my entertainment for
yes,
1 second?
Let Click go.
All right, guys, my name is Clayton Cipolletti. Every Friday, I play at Chatters in Westland, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm playing just me and my guitar. Come and see me, acoustic show. I will sing you songs. Tell me what you want to hear, and I'll learn it.
All right, awesome. Love you. And on that note, we're gonna call it a night.
Right,
and
you.
Dave and I are gonna figure out something
love
between the
bitches.
Two of us. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace.